Blog Talk Radio.
We're now live. We're live. We are on the list. So I think I figured out how to get this live. Super excited. We will edit some of this before the podcast, but hey, this works out for me. So, hi guys, this is I Am Unique Wright, your DIY coach. We are now starting our live podcast. I'm ready to go. We're ready to go. So we're going to pause this radio right now. And we are now live on Blog Talk talking about business. This is I Am Unique Wright, your DIY business coach. We are now live on this Blog Talk platform. This is super awesome. This is the first time I've ever done this, okay? So, everybody, if you would like to listen to my Blog Talk Radio live, at I Am Unique Wright, Blog Talk Radio Live at I Am Unique Wright. So tune in. I'm actually going to have someone send out a message for this. All right, so I hope you guys are having a great time. This is the first time I have done this, and this is a very interesting situation. If you would like to call in today, you can call in at 563-99-3562. That is
563-99-3562. Okay, we're on. This blog talk
will be talking about being a multi-dimensional business owner, okay? This is how to be a multi-dimensional entrepreneur. What that means for you guys, that means that you will learn how to balance your business, your life, your music, your money, your fitness, all of that is needed while you are structuring your business. Sorry about that, guys. So while you're structuring your business, you need to have all of these things equal out as well as they do. You need your fitness. You need your health. You need your sanity, you need love, you need your companionship, whatever that may be for you, you need those things. So we're going to touch on all these bases. So this is my first episode of my first blog, and we're just going to start it. We're going to have multiple guests on. We're going to play some music interludes in the middle of it. We're playing music today by Ray Rush. Like I was saying, if you would like to play your music, if you would like to be do some sponsorships, if you would like to advertise on our platform, we are we're actually going to do this for 30 days. We're going to grow together for 30 days, and I'm having an artist of the week. I'm going to do an artist of the week. So every week on Wednesday, we're going to do our live blog show, and we're going to have an artist of the week showing and broadcasting and talking about, you know, who they are and their music. We're going to have different guests. If you have your business and you want to promote that, we're actually going to have all of that on this blog talk, and we're going to have a bunch of great entrepreneurs pop up on here. Again, if you would like to call in and ask any questions, chat with me while we are online, feel free. We are brand new to this and we are learning as we go, but this seems like a very, awesome experience that we're going to have. Once Network Connection got working, we got this thing going. So I am Unique Wright, your DIY coach, and we are now live on Blog Talk at blogtalkradio.com/IAmUniqueWright. We will have special guest Peggy Blue, a singer and co-writer, and have hit show on American Idol, or she was a hit co-host on American Idol. And we will have Flo. She has a media platform that will, she'll be talking about being an entrepreneur, having a magazine, advertisement, and everything else. So we are going to have a lot of great guests. We're going to have a nice poet call in and give us some poetry, and we're going to have music by Ray Rush. By Ray Rush playing on this podcast. So stay tuned to this podcast and the I Am Unique Wright podcast. And you are Unique Wright too. So right now we're going to break and we're going to give you some of Ray Rush's awesome music. So listen now to a great song by one of my very close friends, Ray Rush, while we get this going. I'm going to step off of this live. Hello, everybody. Oh, goodness. Technical difficulties. Of course, that would always happen, right? We got to love it.
Hello, guys.
Nope.
Hello, guys.
Nope.
Hello, guys.
Nope.
Hello, guys.
Nope.
Hello, guys.
Nope. Hey, this is what happens when you are trying to figure out your podcast. Ha, 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 ha. We're about to get some music playing. Just give me like 30 seconds. Hope you guys can hear that okay.
Give me your love, baby.
So that was one of my songs by Ray Rush. I hope everybody heard that. Okay, so we are back. We're here on Blog Talk. We're here live. I am Unique Wright, your DIY business coach, and we're here talking about business. We're gonna have so many special guests today coming on to onto my podcast. Again, bear with me. This is my very, very first podcast that I have ever. Recorded, so I am learning as we go, okay? I am learning as we go. I'm making progress. I'm making changes. This will be awesome, okay, guys? This is my very first podcast. We're learning how to use Blog Talk Radio. We are live at Blog Talk Radio / I Am Unique Wright. Right now, so we are live on Instagram. If you want to join me, if you cannot hear me on Blog Talk or if you're having issues with that, you can also watch me live on Instagram right now at /IamUniqueWright.com. Okay, so now people are like, if you just joined into this Blog Talk or you're just listening, you're like, who is this girl? Who is she? Where is she at? We are in my studio at my house, so if you hear that little blowing sound, it's the AC. It's hot in here. It's a big loft, so we're going to hear that. You may even hear a fire truck. I think I might create a game with these fire trucks and their radios and everything else that come across the sound waves that we're going to have, but we're just going to make this fun. We're going to make this entertaining, and we are going to make this about business. So in 2020, I know this is huge. We have been through a lot in 2020. We have been through a whole lot in 2020, and we have talked about we've had Corona, or we have Corona as we speak. We've been talking about Black Lives Matter, Black injustice, making sure how and EDILs, we got the PPP loans, the government is giving out all the stimulus, some people are so employed, business closing, like all of that stuff is super duper important in life today. Like, how is everybody adjusting to these huge topic manners? We go down to the Will and Jada entanglement. What was all of that about? You know what I mean? So in 2020, George Floyd, people, big things have been changed. Breonna Taylor has happened in 2020. So this has been an epic year. An epic for some. some people could mean totally bad, disgusting, or it could just mean it was the greatest year ever. I'm kind of the happy in between. Like, it was traumatic in the beginning for me, but at the end of the day, I rose, overcome, adjusted, and dealt with what was happening and what was going on in this life, okay? And what was going on in 2020. When they told us we had to be locked in our houses, everything closed at 6 and 7 o'clock like it was Sunday in the South in 1980. You know, I'm used to going to the grocery store at like 8:30, 10 o'clock at night. Now they're telling me I had to get all my groceries before 6 o'clock in the afternoon. So my struggle for this has been so real and so interesting. I like to go to the bar at 2 o'clock in the morning or 1:30 because I know they know me. And I run in there and have a couple shots so I can have my nightcap. I never had alcohol in my house until 2020. Like, I didn't have it in my house unless I was having a party. You know, I just run down. I live on the main street. I just run down the street, grab me a drink, come back, and go to sleep. These are things. 2020 has created different habits, have brought. I don't understand what that says. Okay. So, sorry about that, guys. We're learning how to be, we're learning a lot. Communication, we're going to have to get him a bigger whiteboard. we have Mr. Terrence Russ here. He is a phenomenal producer, and in this, he's helped me put this together. We're putting this together. Again, we are starting this brand new. This is my first one. Getting excited about it. We're going to have our first guest, Miss Peggy. She is going to hop on here as soon as she calls in. We're going to have her on this live. We're going to have her on talking about who she is, what she has done, how the industry has affected her, how she has been affected by COVID-19, how life has gone and moved since, you know, in this 2020 era. And what's going on? Okay, we have somebody. We have a call in. Yay, our first call in. Woo! Don't try to figure this out. Now, if this works, I am going to be super happy. I have my headphones on. Put your headphones on. All right. We're going live. Hello.
Hello.
Hey. Hi.
Hello, how are you?
I'm great. This is Unique Right. It's the I Am Unique Right podcast. We actually have you on. This is awesome. I'm excited. You're my first caller.
My name is Peggy Blue, and I'm glad to be with you.
That is great. So Peggy Blue, Miss Peggy Blue, tell us about who you are and your part in the music industry, in the industry, and how COVID-19 has affected you.
Well, we can start with, I don't know where to start, because I've been in the industry for so long, and everybody knows. But as far as COVID-19, it has affected not only me, it's affected the entire world, because it has shut everything down. And as we speak, I'm watching LA County update on the breakout or the outbreaks here. And as it turned out this morning on the news, they said that they've been misleading us, telling us certain people didn't pop up positive when they actually did. So,
wow.
I mean, we're in a, my grandmother used to call it a tumultuous area right now, and that's what we're in. We're living in it, and we just have to be careful, stay safe, and really stay prayed up.
Yes, yes, I do agree with you on that. It is, it's a trying time for everybody.
It absolutely
is.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
I wish people would
really remember that wearing a mask means that you're not only protecting yourself, but you're protecting others, and others are protecting you. We have to be responsible and respectful of everyone.
Yes, you know. We do. I agree with you very wholeheartedly. That's one of the most important things. You know, where I'm in Georgia, and the governor, you know, wanted to sue my mayor for mandating that everybody wears a mask in public places. So
I know
it's kind of crazy how this has worked out. So with all of this going on, and how has it affected your life? How has it affected your life? Is it a good thing, a bad thing? Did you get time to, you know, adjust? How has it affected you?
Well, you can't adjust to something like this. The only thing you can do is do what's necessary. It affected my work life. I'm not sick. I've lost a few family members and a lot of friends from this. And it's just, I mean, it's crazy, but it hasn't, the only thing that it's done for me is take away the work, you know, and I can't go into the studio and finish my CDs, either one of them, you know, I can't do my shows. One of my clients and my students, we were supposed to do a concert in the park in Pasadena last month, but it got canceled, of course.
Right.
You know, so it's that's what it's, I mean, it's doing the same for me that it's doing for everybody. You know.
Right.
It's affecting us in all of that.
So with all of that, how have you kind of readjusted to make things work for you?
Well, by doing as I'm told to do. Stay in. We've been on lockdown here in California. I don't go out unless I have to, and I try to make sure that I don't just run out to take care of one thing. I make a list and make sure that I get everything done. I go out as early as possible. And, you know, that's all. That's all you can do. You have to do as you're asked.
Exactly. So, so tell me a little bit about your, you know, you say you had a student. What do you teach? What do you teach, and what do you do? If someone didn't know who you were.
You don't know who I am. You don't know
me. I do not. I'm just going to be honest.
Oh, I'm sorry. And so nobody gave you my bio or my resume or anything, any kind of information, so that you would know who you're. Okay, the student, I'm a vocal coach, among other things. But
okay.
I'm a performer, I'm a writer, I'm a producer, I'm a lot of stuff. I'm in the music business, and I do everything that's necessary, you know, to be done to help people. And I'm, you know, I'm an ex-American Idol vocal coach. I won Star Search, probably before you were born, in 1986.
I was born.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, you were what, seven months old?
I was about six. I was about 5-6 years old. Okay.
I love it.
Yes, I was about 5 or 6.
Yeah.
I'm not quite that baby. But, you know.
I've done a lot of stuff. I've been blessed to work with a lot of people, a lot of artists. And I just, you know, that's what I do. I do that. Music is my way of life.
Awesome.
And has been since I turned professional at 3 years old.
You've been a professional since you were 3, too? Me, too.
I turned professional when I was 3, yeah.
Wow.
And I did that by singing for the mayor of the town that I was born in, back in North Carolina. And, you know, when we get professional, when we turn professional, it's the first time we get paid. So I sang a song that my grandfather taught me, "When the Roll is Called Up Yonder, I'll Be There." and I was on his, on the mayor's dining room table, so that my grandfather said, put her on the table so that people can see her because I was short. And and they did. And then my Uncle Fred said, somebody get on each side of the table because Peggy will start singing and she'll run and jump off that table and we won't know where she ended up, but she has to get to the people. And he was right. He was right.
You ran and jumped off the table.
I sang and the mayor paid me. And that's when I turned professional.
That is awesome. So you have been in the music industry since you were 3 years old. We won't ask you what year that was, but
19. Yeah, I'm not afraid of it.
1948.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And
okay.
I've not stopped since then.
So who? Name somebody that you have worked with.
I didn't hear you, baby. Say what?
Name somebody that you have worked with that I may you know, since I'm a young buck around here, I may know.
Well, let's see. I don't know how far to go back because. Okay, you know Barbara Streisand.
I know Barbara.
You know Barbara Streisand.
Her. Yep, I've heard of her.
Oh,
yep.
Wow. Okay, well, I sang for her, and I co-produced stuff for her. I have a duet with, you know who Stephanie Mills is?
Yes, I know who Stephanie Mills is. Okay.
I did Stephanie Mills and I did The Wiz together on Broadway.
Oh, wow.
I played the roles of Auntie Em and Glinda. And, and she was my Dorothy, but I also used to sing background for her, and I have a duet with her called His Name is Michael, about Michael Jackson. I worked for Quincy Jones, Bob Dylan, Tracy Chapman, Kylie Minogue, Alice Cooper, Aaron Neville, David Foster, Brian Setzer, Irene Cara. Did you know about the movie Fame?
Yes.
Well, Irene Cara is the one who is singing. I vocal coached her on my living room floor in Guttenberg, New Jersey, and so everything that came out of her mouth came out of mine first. And
wow.
I also sang background on Fame. And last night I just saw and heard myself on Set It Off because I sang for that movie. Yeah, I was in that movie. Singing,
wow.
And I sang for the Crusaders and Smokey Rock. I mean, it goes on and on and on. And Phyllis Hyman and, I mean, everybody. I've been
awesome.
Really, really, really blessed. I've been really, really blessed.
You are legendary. This is awesome.
Well, that's
I love
what people
this.
Like to say.
I mean, to be in the music industry that long and to be that successful, it takes a lot of what would you call it? Agility, if I'm using that word properly. It takes a lot of patience first, because it has changed over the years, correct? Since you first started to what we have now in the industry now, it has changed tremendously. So how has it changed for you?
Well, I still do what I do. And so when people want me, they take me because of what I do. It's like when Prince wanted to record me, Prince saw me in a off-Broadway play with George Faison and asked George Faison, who was the choreographer for The Wiz and many other things, but he asked him to introduce me. And Prince, one of the most amazing things when I took the meetings with Prince, he said to me, I want to record you, and I want to do a whole album on, he said, but I want you to just be who you are. So I don't change me simply because the year changed or because anything else changed, because I can't. I don't know how to be anything other than who I am. on my, I have two brand new records out now. One's called Man Enough, it's R&B, and the other one is called You Brought Me Through, and that's a gospel one. And, I mean, I just do what I do. That's all I know.
Wow, that is super awesome.
And hope to get accepted. I hope to be accepted, you know. And the music industry today, yes, it is very different because not a lot of the singers today really know how to sing.
Right.
They don't know how to express the song. They don't understand that you don't riff everything. You don't start out a song with, we don't care. Lay down the melody, paint me a picture, tell me the story, and then your riff or your ad-lib ought to be to go from one place in the song to take me to the next step. You don't sing a whole song with riffs and ad-libs, and make sure you say your words, speak.
Yes, that is very true. Can you teach these mumble rappers how not to mumble?
Oh, yeah. Don't be mumbling to me. Don't mumble. Speak. My mother taught me you have a tongue, you have teeth, and you have two lips. It takes all of them to form a word. Use them.
Yes, that sounds like my Aunt Geneva. She was an educator and a teacher. I love that lady. And you kind of have the same energy and vibe that she has. All right, Miss Peggy. I love to have you on. I know we're have you here for a short period of time, and I appreciate you being live on my first podcast, the I Am Unique Show. And then I'm going to do my research, okay? This has been a very stressful and very fast coming week, so I'm going to do my research on who you are, and maybe we can have you back on this show a little later to talk about.
Oh, I would be so honored.
That would be great. And I would be privileged to have you, because to have somebody so legendary and so super powerful to actually be on my podcast. And yes, I did have the ignorance of not knowing exactly who you were. But
I'm sorry about that.
It's okay. I have the fire truck issue too. I'm surprised we don't have one together. But to feel that honor, it's so great to have you on my show. And I am super privileged to have you here. So I appreciate it and thank you.
Thank you so much, darling.
Yes, thank you.
This is aired live now, so I can't call my friends and say to them to tune in, huh?
We're actually going to upload it as well. So it will be uploaded, but it is live right now, but there will be a broadcast of it as well. So
Would you like to post it on my Facebook page so that everybody can see it?
Sure.
And everybody can hear it?
That would be so awesome.
Because I have a lot of people, and that might be able to get you some listeners. I would love to help with that. It's just what I love to do. I love to give and pay it forward for somebody else because, you know, I'm honored to talk to you, and if that would help you, I would be grateful.
I would be so grateful. So what is your Instagram name?
I'm not on Instagram.
I mean, what is your Facebook?
To post it on my Facebook.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's just my name, www.facebook.com/PeggyBlue, PeggyBlue.
All right, I found it. You are a beautiful, stunning woman.
Aww, thank you.
I found your page. I am going to put my episode information on there. I have a short link, and then I'll put the blog talk link on it as well. So it was great
And post it to public. Post it to public so that everybody can. I want to get you viewers.
That would be.
I want to help grow you up.
That would be super awesome. Let me.
Yeah, and I got people from around the world, girl. I know so many people that would love to be on your show.
That would be great.
I'm talking about names.
Yes, I like names. All names. Little ones, big ones, short ones, tall ones. Yes,
I love
that.
So I just put, you have to friend me because I can't post until I am your friend. So I just sent you the short link on your on your Messenger.
I go to my computer. I'm not on Messenger, so I'm not going to see that. I don't know what that is. But my Facebook page is not Messenger. Hold on, send me a friend. Am I looking at this as a friend request? Okay, hold on. Everybody keeps getting confused. Okay, unique right? Confirm. Gotcha.
Yeah.
I just did it.
All right, yes. So I am going to post the link on your page, and I do appreciate you allowing me to do this, okay?
Oh, I thank you, because I mean I'm gonna call my friends and say, go to this lady and take a listen and take a look. I'm gonna start calling people that I think can help press you up, put your show in the light. We can't win it if we're not in it. So I want to help you stay in it. That's all.
Yay! I love it, and I will be here. So we have to wrap this call up, and I do appreciate you again on having you live on my show.
Thank you.
You have a great day, okay?
You too. Bye bye.
Bye bye. All right, guys, that was Peggy Blue. Peggy Blue, follow her on Instagram. You can go on her Instagram to see who she is and what she has done. Being that this is a new podcast for me, we just had her. She is a phenomenal vocal coach. She is a very inspiring woman, and I was so appreciative to have her on my podcast. And again, anybody who would like to see this live or listen to it live, you can go to blogtalkradio.com right now, and it is live. Now we are going to play some more music from our great music production person today, Ray Rush, Mr. Ray Rush. Hopefully we can get him live on this blog. So we're going to play another one of his songs right now. This is Ray Rush and Picasso.
Maybe it's a sitting at the stop sign, thinking my watch cause it's about time, losing my mind. Cause I don't wanna see it go nowhere. Ooh, ooh. Telling myself I gotta let go, but I just can't, cause I just don't know. Baby, I need to get control and tell you why. I know that before I didn't listen, too occupied for simple kisses, wanted to talk, I was too busy. But now I'm changed, and now I know I gotta be the one to make you happy. You gotta be the only one to give me just what I need, baby.
Somebody's on here. Somebody called in. Alright, guys, we're going to pause this for a second. We'll have to. Alright, we have another caller. This is super exciting. We have a new caller coming in. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing today?
I am great. Is this Miss Flo?
Yeah, it's Flo Anthony. How are you?
Hi, Miss Flo. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
This is so awesome to have you on the
show.
Well,
thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I hear you perfectly.
That is great. Okay. So, tell me a little bit about who you are, and you know, where you're from, and just a little bit about who you are.
Oh, well, my name is Flo Anthony. I'm a veteran celebrity journalist. I've been in the game a very, very long time. I was born in Mississippi but raised in Ann Arbor, Michigan. But I've lived my entire adult life after graduating from Howard University here in New York City.
Wow, that is awesome. So you've been in the media journalism for a very long time.
Yes, Wikipedia claims 40 years, but I don't know where they got that number from.
Wow, that's really awesome. That's great. So in this industry, let's start with this first. The topic of the day, COVID-19 and Black Lives Matter, George Floyd, Breonna Taylor. How has this, I don't even know what to call it. It's not even a pandemic, an epidemic. How has this whole thing affected you and your business and what you have done in 2020?
It really hasn't affected my business at all because I have a daily syndicated radio show, and I've worked from home the last 20 years. You know, I write and record a show and send it out to 20 stations every day, and then I'm on live every day with 5 stations. I also write a weekly syndicated column, Go With The Flow, that's in several African-American newspapers, and so I do that from home. And then I also have a online magazine, blacknoir.nyc. I do that from home, and also I'm a novelist. I write novels, so I do that from a home computer. And I also represent my boyfriend, Olympic gold medalist and former light heavyweight champion of the world and heavyweight champion of the world, Michael Spinks. Now, our work has slowed down because, you know, appearances had to stop, you know, during the pandemic. We had a lot of postponements, but next week, we're back on the road on Thursday, he's taping the Mike Tyson documentary that ABC is doing. On Friday, we're going ahead and traveling to the Indiana Boxing Hall of Fame, which will be his 9th Hall of Fame induction. And then the next week, he's doing a private signing in Philadelphia and also a paid-for podcast. So that's beginning again, but those appearances did totally stop from March. The last one was, in fact, March the 9th, and they were canceled in April, canceled again in May, canceled in June. We had a lot of cancellations. Also, during the summer, you know, normally he does a lot of golf tournaments, so, of course, all of that was canceled. So that's the only thing that slowed down. The rest of my, and still I'm fielding calls all day and emails and everything, so the rest of my work didn't slow down at all.
Wow. That's good to hear. That's good to hear. Some people's work have slowed down greatly, and then others have not. Like, I'm kind of in a similar boat that you have. I've always worked from home. I mean, I'm in the Airbnb business as well, so that went to silence for about 2 months. But at the end of the day, like, most of the work I did was in my home, so it just really took the, you know, the fun stuff out of my life that you didn't have to do. Like, weren't able to do, like, go to the restaurant or sit at the bar or, you know, the socializing part of it.
Yeah, that part of it. I didn't see one of my dearest friends that I see all the time from actually February until 2 weeks ago. I went out to her house in Southampton, and we sat in the backyard, and then we went to outdoor eating there. And another one of them, friends I hadn't seen from March the 14th, and finally, now it's been 3 weeks ago, I was able to go to dinner outside dining with her. So it's very true. All of the socializing stopped, and that's been difficult, you know, because you love seeing your friends and everything. But, you know, here in New York, we buckled down, and we're beating this virus here. You know, so we didn't know in April when 799 people a day were dying if we were going to be able to beat it. You know, or just to even slow it down. We did not know that. So, you know, all of that has been very difficult. But I think that, you know, everybody's learned to live with it. Like, you know, yesterday I posted, you know, the mask is your new plus one. You know,
right.
What can you say? You know,
it's almost like,
and be like Nancy Pelosi and have a mask to match every outfit, you know.
Right. You got to have your mask. You got to have your cell phone on.
You gotta have
gloves, everything. It's
gloves, everything.
It's a rough, tough way to live, but if you know, if you want to stay alive, it's the way you've got to live, you know.
Yes. So I have you worked with Michael Jackson.
No, I never worked with Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson was one of my best friends. And it's funny because people always saw me on television talking about Michael Jackson. And then also he allowed me to bring the Inside Edition cameras to when he and Spike filmed the They Don't Really Care About Us video. But, no, I never worked for him. He's just always been a very close friend of mine.
So being a friend of his, how was that? Like, you hear all of these stories about him and what's true and what's not true and different things. You know, how was it? Like, who was he? Like,
he was a magnificent person. Like my mom used to say, your friend Michael Jackson is not a human being. He's a phenomenon. And that's exactly what he was. I originally met him, LaToya, Randy, and Janet at Disney World in 1977. And they were in line just like we were in line. And I later, years later, LaToya told me that was also their first time going to Disney World. And so, you know, he was a lot more normal than people imagine. When I was on the set of the Scream video that he and Janet did, and he ordered in Popeye's fried chicken for me. And he always liked, you know, he was a big sweet eater. They all are, Mrs. Jackson, too. They just love candy. And so he would have freshly baked cookies, them baking fresh cookies there on the set. He was really a wonderful person.
Wow, that is amazing.
And a very, very good friend. Yes.
That is great. That is awesome because my sister loved Michael Jackson. When I say she loved him, like we had a poster, the old corkboard poster with his pictures on it, and then she moved a little bit to Prince, but she loved Michael Jackson. Like that was her, you know, celebrity husband.
I got
out there. But with all that being said, so with you and tell us about business, how you have structured your business and been so successful in your business in 2020 or since for now, period. Not since 2020 because you've been in business for multiple years, but how have you like structured your business and kind of
even though I have a company, Dottie Media Group, because I have like my online magazine coming out of it and a few things, I've always, you know, worked for newspapers basically and, you know, with like my radio show and all. You know, I worked at the New York Post for almost 10 years and I left there when the Post was opening and closing. It was a crazy time with the unions and stuff. And I went to Her New York. It was a women's newspaper. A guy that Stephen Hoffenberg, he briefly bought the Post owned it for a small time. And he actually, I think at that time the Post was paying me like $40,000, and he offered me $85,000 to come and have my own column instead of the paid six column that I worked on at the Post. He said, you know, he would pay me that. So I made the decision. I said, well, do I have to, maybe I should just call him. Do I even have to go back and tell him I'm leaving? But after almost 10 years, I had to go back and tell him I was leaving. But I made that decision to go there. And then when Her New York, it only lasted around 6 months. But when that ended, I didn't feel I should go back. I should try to move forward. And so then I got a job with the National Examiner. I've been the first African-American in many things. At the New York Post, I was the first black woman in the sports department. Then I was moved to the entertainment department. I was the first black person there. And then, of course, I was a black person on the world-renowned Page Six. So then I became the first black person to ever have a column in a tabloid at the National Examiner. And I don't think there's been anybody since me of color that's had a column in a tabloid. And then through the years, I just, you know, continued to work for a while for the tabloids, the Star, National Examiner, National Enquirer. And I just, I believe in, I like a job that I know I'm getting a check every week more so than being in business for myself. And my radio show is syndicated by Super Radio, and the advertising is sold by American Urban Radio Network.
Okay. So like, you like the security of actually having
I like the security. I encourage young people to do that, unless you got a couple million dollars that you might lose.
Right.
I even though I've been an entrepreneur because I started my own magazine, I had two magazines, in fact, Gladiator and then Black Noir, and they print, and Black Noir was distributed by a cable news group. I still like the security of a paycheck. It's no problem being an entrepreneur, but I feel that you have to have something where you know, you should always have three sources of income just in case one goes left on you. You know,
right.
And I went through a very difficult time shortly after Michael Jackson died, from 2010 to about 2016, a 6-year very difficult financial time. So I just believe it's important that you know what's coming in.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But and you know, as an entrepreneur, I've been an entrepreneur for like 10 years straight, not that long, but totally entrepreneur. Like, I am my only source of income kind of entrepreneur for the last 10 years. I have, I've had my trials and tribulations, your sacrifices and things that you have to go through, in this. So it takes very tough skin to do it. And not to say nothing is wrong with it, like having a regular job or anything like that, or working for somebody. But to me, that is more stressful. I mean, that's my opinion. To me, that is more stressful.
Yeah, I can understand that. Nothing is easy. If it was easy, anybody could do it. So nothing is not easy working for yourself, and it's not easy working for other people. But as you know, I always say, if it was easy, anyone could do it. You know, so.
So with what my podcast is kind of about, like being multidimensional in business, have you been able to like keep all of like you obviously you're married, you have a love life.
No, I'm not married. I'm not
okay.
Married.
Your boyfriend, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you been able to like balance all of that travel, not work too much? Do you work a lot? Like, do you have a good balance of that?
I work all the time, but I love working, and I love the travel. It's been a wonderful, you know, with all the personal appearances and halls of fame and golf tournaments. It's just been magnificent. But I've always loved to travel, so it's a good balance. I think anything that makes you happy is what you should do, because being happy is very, very important. A few years ago when the Pope came to New York City and he spoke to the kids at this Catholic school right on the corner by my house, he told those kids, I want you to live a happy life. And that's what's very important to me. It goes beyond anything else.
That is extremely important. That is one of my personal biggest things that I live by and try to tell people, like, regardless to whatever you do and however you put it out there and how you, whatever you decide to do, one, love what you do, enjoy it so it's not like you're working, and two, make sure you're happy. And the only person realistically that can make you happy is yourself.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
And nobody else can be a contributing factor to that happiness. So it's great to, one, hear that from somebody else, and then two, that even though you're not quite an entrepreneur, I believe you're more an entrepreneur. You just have you're just doing it a little differently. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I'm not saying I'm not an entrepreneur, but I am doing it a little differently. I mean, I do everything in the midst of media, you know, the radio show, the columns, the magazine, the spokesperson and publicist for my boyfriend. It's all media, so it's all related. So
yeah, so it's just great. I like to talk to people who've had things people who love to do what they do and excited about that. So it was
great.
Yeah,
I love what I do.
It was great. It's great to have you on here talking about that. What was I about to say to you? So we're gonna kind of like wrap this up. We're gonna play
All
a
right.
little bit more of the music and get to and just talk about different things. It was great having you on, Miss Flo.
Well, thank you so much. I truly appreciate it.
And I hope once
stay
I get
safe
a little bit more
well.
Following, that
Pardon?
You can. I said hopefully when I get a little bit more following, being that this is my first show, this is an honor to have you on here. And hopefully when I get a little bit more following, we can have you back on so we can talk a little bit more about you and what you like to do.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
All right.
So you
it was
stay
wonderful.
Safe and you stay well.
Yes. Thank you.
All righty, Daddy.
All right. Bye-bye. Hey, guys. That was Miss Flo Anthony. She is a great editor. She has a syndicated radio show, manager. She's an awesome human being, and we were so happy to have her on our show. So we are going to take a short little break, figure this out, and pause for a second. As we're taking this break, I'm going to start the song all over. We're going to listen to Ray Rush, I Gotta Be the One to Make You Happy, by Ray Rush and David Hall.
You treat me about you gonna be the baddest thing in the room, baby. me crazy. You're just so amazing. That's why I'm into you. I will be into you.
Be the one to make you happy. It has been an awesome episode here on the I Am Unique Right podcast. This is a podcast about being unique and actually having a unique business and unique strategy about yourself. So let me give y'all a little bit about let's do the tip of the day. Miss Flo Anthony said, do what makes you happy. Make sure that every time you are doing business, you are handling someone's business, you're working for somebody, you have to make sure that you do whatever makes you happy. That is where life happens. That means when you're actually working on something and when you're actually attempting or accomplishing your goals, it doesn't feel like work. You don't want your goals and your accomplishments and what you're putting through focus to actually feel like work. You want to enjoy it. You want to enjoy it and be excited about doing it. That is the biggest part about working for yourself or becoming an entrepreneur, is enjoying what you do. That is a major, major part of that. So this is the I Am Unique Right podcast. We have one more guest we're going to have coming on. I'm going to play another one of Ray's songs for you guys. I'm hoping you're enjoying this music. I hope y'all tune in, listen, let me know what y'all liked about this podcast, what you didn't like about this podcast. Be gentle with me. I am new to this. It is a learning process. We did this all freehand. And I had some great, great hosts, some great people on the show. Miss Peggy Blue, I have the honor to have her on the show. She was a great, very inspirational person. She has done a lot of work with a lot of great artists out here, and it's been good. For my very first podcast, I had the opportunity with Terrence Russ. They helped me produce this show. And to help me get these great guests on, I want to give him a thank you and a shout out. for producing it and helping me get the show out. There was some hiccups. We figured them out. We got things done. Now we are live, and we will be live every Wednesday at 9 p.m. We're going to go live and talk about business, talk about technology, talk about life, talk about COVID-19, talk about Black Lives Matter, talk about life, fitness, mental health, money, and everything else. Right now, y'all have a couple more days to apply for that PPP loan. If you haven't applied for it yet, make sure you apply, get that money. It is going to be fairly free money. So get that from the government while they're giving it out. Hopefully we'll get this new stimulus package just coming in for you guys, for you 9-to-5ers that are working, and so that we can figure out how to create a multidimensional business and life. So I'm going to play one of Ray Rush's new songs, one of his new singles, okay? I Don't Wanna.
Baby, just take my hand and walk me down that road. Be sure you hold on tight and don't let go. Want you to know, every time I see that smile, I wanna say, hey, I know that you know that we can grow together. Oh, 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 at night when I close my eyes, I always feel, yeah. I think about all the great things that we can do, just me and you. I don't give a damn about what people say, yeah. Cause I know that we can grow each way. I don't wanna.
Independent artists, and we're going to now we are going to enter the next zone of this. I am super excited about everybody who has come on, who is listening, who will listen to this show today, and I'm hoping that everybody shares, likes, and post this show on their social media. We will be doing this live every Wednesday at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time to talk about different businesses. This show has been kind of freelancing because we were just wondering, making sure how everything was working, how things were going to show up. So this has been very cool. I like it. I like this. I like this. This is a 2-hour-long show today. Our first show, 2 hours long. That is a lot of stuff to have to talk about in the next 2 hours. So we're going to have another guest come on in the next few minutes. He is a poet, and he is going to be talking about who he is, and he's going to do a poem for us, and that's how we are going to close out our show today. But let me tell you a little bit more about I Am Unique Wright. We have I Am Unique Wright has we have our website. View our website. It has some awesome products. It has some awesome things on there. We have planners. We have books. The whole synopsis of this is to become a great entrepreneur, to stabilize yourself so that you can grow and be successful and elevate your business to where exactly where you want to be. And the thing is not everybody has to be good at everything. So you don't have to be good at everything while you are building your business, okay? You just have to you just have to kind of take it one day at a time and grow. Just how we did this radio show. You have to do it as a business owner. There's going to be trials and tribulations. It's going to be complicated. It's going to be different. It's going to be unique. And how you manage your business and do your business, it's very unique. And that's kind of what this show is about, is how to be unique in your business, how to make sure you manage your business in a way that allows you to accomplish the goals that you want to accomplish. There is, you know, the crazy part is there is no right or wrong way to do anything as long as you are successful in your own eyes. So you have to make sure that you are super successful in what you're doing and how you do it, okay? We're going to talk about fitness in this blog, in this podcast. I am big on fitness. I like to work out. I like to exercise. I like to eat healthy. Those are things that we're going to do. We may do a spinoff and do a video blog on, cooking some healthy options. The crazy part is being healthy does not have to be nasty. It can be very good. You can use all kinds of seasoning and spices. We're going to talk a little bit about relationships. You know, what's going on in people's relationships? How do you have a relationship? If you work all the time, if you're your own business owner, if you are your own, you're always working, maybe you have a spouse or somebody who doesn't understand that. You know, when they get off at 5 o'clock, they think that the day is over. You're like, hey, my day is just beginning. So those are little things. Having time to go on vacation, enjoying your enjoying your company, enjoying your spouse, enjoying the people who are around you, enjoying your family. Like, how do you manage to balance all of that along with your work and getting things done and making sure that people have everything that you are, they think you are to provide for them? So those are the things that we're going to be talking about in this I Am Unique Right podcast, and getting getting your opinion on what I'm saying and how everything is going to happen. So while we're waiting on our next guest, we're going to play one more song by Mr. Rush. Then we are going to have our nice poet. But this is what I want you to guys do. I'm trying to figure out a nice intro song, Mr. Ray Rush, because he is our first artist, my great friend. He has produced some songs for me. Him and Harvey, DJ Speedy Miller, has produced some songs. So I want you guys to pick in between these two songs. You heard a little bit when we first started, so I'm going to give you another one of these songs. Give you two songs. Let me know what y'all think about this kind of being part of our intro into the I Am Unique Right podcast. So tell me which one you like better. This is song number one, Better Get Up.
Yeah.
So that was Ray Rush, You Better Give Up. How did you like that song? It's my intro promo song. I have one more song that I would like you to listen to and let me know what you think about it. Let me know how you feel and which one do you like the best for my intro. It's motivational, inspiring, and will make you do what you want to do. The next song, Ready to Go by Ray Rush and DJ Speedy Miller.
I'm ready. I don't want to sit no more. I've had my share of ups and downs, sick and tired of being alone. I want to change and start it now. All my troubles I let go. I can't believe it's been so long. It's time for me to make it known that I'm ready, I'm ready. Maybe it's time for me to get up on my feet and go and check myself. Just be on, show and tell, just stop the talking. Give my all, don't give up. Hold it back, won't be an option. I just wanna go. I'm ready to fly. I'm ready to be all that I can be. I'm gonna try. I'm ready to live. I'm ready to move. I'm ready to do all the things they said I can do. I'm ready to go. 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 I'm not holding back no more. They told me I would never make it. It's up to me to take control. I'm stronger now, I'm ready to take it. There's no room for half and doubt. Just go and don't be scared to lose. I'm about to make my move.
Mr. Ray Rush with I'm Ready to Go. So I would like y'all to comment, post, let me know what y'all thought about those songs, which one worked best for you, what would you think would be great for my intro. And And let's go. So we will have a new caller coming in. We're waiting for him to come on. And we will be talking. He will tell us about a poem that he has written and who he is. And, you know, he's new to the industry, new to life, new to everything. So he is going to kind of, you know, give us a different outlook on everything. So this is I Am Unique, your DIY business coach. We're here talking about business. Hey, check out my website, beunique.com, beunique.today. BEUNIQUE.today. I have some very cool face masks on there. I have some t-shirts, some fax t-shirts. We're coming out with a clothing line. So that is just another one of my ways to stream of income, as long as well as like your Airbnbs that I have, and just different things that I have going on. So we are about to bring on our next guest. He is here. He goes here. Here we go.
Hello. How you doing?
Hi. Thank you.
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Thank you for giving me this opportunity. I appreciate it, Nick.
That is super awesome. That's super awesome.
Yes.
So tell me, what's your name?
My name is Richard Morgan.
Your name and who you are. And...
Oh, okay. Well, my name is Richard Morgan. I'm from Washington, D.C., and I currently stay in Atlanta. I'm a spoken word artist.
Oh, wow. So how long have you been in Atlanta? Welcome to the A.
Thank you. Thank you. I've been here for about 6 years now, and I like it. I like it a lot.
You like it? Come from the D. I go to DMV is almost like my second home, DC. So I totally understand. I'm not from there. My boyfriend lives there, so I go there all the time. So
love it there.
Love it here. So so you're a spoken word artist, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
What made you get into that?
I started writing when I was 16. I was just writing just to see if I could do it. I had a few friends that could do it, and it just took on its own form on me. And I realized, I said, wait a minute, there's something more to this. And I ended up calling it The Pages to My Soul, and I just continued writing ever since I was 16. It just started to grow on me.
Oh, wow. That is super awesome. So
Yeah. You're
going to do a poem for us, right?
That's correct. I have a poem I just wrote recently. It's titled Victory, My Time.
Okay. So... let me know when you're ready. I'm ready.
Okay. The time, present. The moment, ever clear. Without hands, I touch this. My heart embraced. Recalling the steps, the stairs, DNA, the pathway. Sheltering the ashes that brought forth the mastery. Conquering the illusion. Free we are. However, bondage comes without a credit card or a stock exchange. It's not something that waves you away. It causes the person to become the piece of the interplay, wanting to be in sync with the whole, taking the stand, clarity in the air, the atmosphere so clean, clear view. I remember the past, it's all rear view, talking to my memories, the past interviews. I graduated class, leaving the stages, the smiles, the faded hearts. No longer am I fed by them, causing pain, stained. Further now I march, unknown, however known within my heart. Consciousness of the change, however, I stay in the parking lot with the keys in my hand, waiting. Do I want to start? Deep, however, engraved, making a mockery of self, repeating old truths, creates the personal false days. Seeing the many faces I once knew, now jaded and foreign. Not with empathy that I have reached my peak of revelation. No, not envy or maybe a congratulations, but the sharp sword of a crooked heart with holes in one's soul. Filling up their eyes with ashtrays, catch today's tidal wave. Emotions come and go, and there's no shame. I truly recaptured the lie, just to hear and feel why I left. Painful indeed, however, I no longer repeated the memory. Nothing to go and see, sight and conquest. No longer lovers, the interviews or the memories, and all that remains left. The heartbeat in my steps, patience is presiding, overriding the exchange just made, receiving my crown and my wings, clear consciousness, just in time, because I was tired of sitting in the parking lot, now free, while to others it's still their name.
Beautiful. Yes, that is awesome. How they doing? A little snap, 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 snap.
Thank you.
Wow. Yes, what inspired you to write that?
That came from years of having different people I was associated with. And we meet people and we go through seasons in our lives. And as we continue to grow, some people can't go where we're going. And it was more about realizing who was there for me now is no longer going to be there for me where I'm going in my life. I can't take them with me. And it was very emotional because these are people that I built friendships with and things that you go through. And then at the same time, as I was continuing to grow, they started to make fun of me in a way. It's like, well, you can't hang with us no more because of such and such. So just as the world is shifting and we're all growing, it's about shedding dead skin and walking in your glory.
Wow, that is very true. That is such a true statement, because once you are trying to push yourself into a new realm, into a new people, it is hard for some people to let those friends go. And it's not that you can't be friends with them. It's just that y'all mm-hmm. are just on different levels. You know, y'all are different
yeah.
now. And you've grown away, you've grown apart from them. And I know people will say, like, I get, oh, you bougie now. You think you better than everybody. Blase, blah. No, I don't. I'm just doing different things and see things different in different ways. So that's just part of becoming who you are. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes, I do. I do.
And it is okay to be ridiculed. It's okay for them to say that, because at the end of the day, it's not you. It's don't take it personal. It's about those people not being able to do what they wanted to do, or not understanding how to do what they want to do and living their dream so that they can become successful.
Exactly. I agree with you 100%.
Yeah, so that is kind of, and it's a lonely road being an entrepreneur, living your dreams, doing what you want to do. Sometimes it's a lonely road until you find those circles of people that can actually be like your friend, understand what you're going through. Because when you're like, oh, I had to do this, I had to do that, I had to do this all day, and they're like, well, why did you have to do that? Well, this is what I do. This is how I make my money. You know, I had to wake up
exactly.
at 6 o'clock to go to this show. They're like, well, you could sleep in. You don't have to go. No, but boo boo kitty, this is not a job. I mean, yeah, I can get, you know, like at a job, you say you're going to call in. You can't call
mm-hmm.
in when you're working for yourself. You know what I mean? If you call in
That's
when you're
so
working
true.
For yourself, that means you're not making no money today. You know, there's no salary,
yeah.
there's no nothing. It is just what you do. If you don't accomplish your goals for who you are and being you, it won't get done. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Exactly.
So
right.
So those are the things that are so super powerful. And it's okay to feel how you're feeling and to express those feelings. It's okay. It's normal. You just have to now find you a new circle of people, and some of those will come and some of those will go. And it's just a cycle of life until you find your small circle, about two or three people that y'all can go hang out on the beach naked with.
Oh, there you go. That's what I'm talking about.
I always catch people off guard with that one, because I'm like, that's
that
true
funny.
Freedom. That's true freedom is when y'all you
yes,
can lay
it
up
is.
Naked. You know?
Yes.
Nobody can say
yes,
much
indeed.
Or nothing to you. Because you hopefully, that's probably a private beach and they allow it, and both of those are expensive. So.
Yeah, they are.
It is a great opportunity, and I am so happy to have you on my show and wish you the best in all of your endeavors and everything that you have coming towards you, because with knowing that knowledge and having that power is hard. It's going to make you such a better person at the end
Thank
of the
you
day.
So much,
and your goals will be accomplished how you want to. So on that note, we appreciate you, and we appreciate having you on this podcast, and we want to sign off. You are our end and our sign off. We want to sign off with you and tell everybody to, I want to do like the Soul Train thing. Peace, love, happiness, and soul.
Peace, love, and soul.
But I gotta get find me an exit. I gotta find me an exit that's catchy like that. So, but I appreciate having you on my podcast, my very first podcast. This has been awesome. Thanks to Mr. Terrence Russ. We have gotten a bunch of very legendary and new people, great people on this podcast for our first show, and I greatly appreciate it. So thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. Bye. And you have an awesome day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, guys, so this is the end of the podcast. This is the I Am Unique Right podcast. Please watch it on blogtalkradio.com/I Am Unique Right. I am going to post this on my Facebook page. I am going to post it on my website within 24 hours. And we are going to stay tuned to this show. We're going to have another show on next Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, please email me. Shoot me an email at info@IAmUniqueRight if you would like to be a guest, if you would like a promo shout out, if you would like, to call in if you have any questions for me. I am Unique Right, your DIY business coach, and I will see y'all next week. Have a great day. Bye-bye.